Masechet Tamid, Perek He, Mishnah Vav, and the Beit HaMikdash, they had a keli called a magrefa, a utensil called a shovel. And this shovel was designed that when it was thrown down onto the floor, it made a very large sound. Here we'll talk about how this shovel, the magrefa, was used in the morning portion of the service of the Beit HaMikdash. Mishnah says, Higi'u ben ha'ulam v'la mizbeach. We're talking about the ketoret service, the two kohanim, who were involved in the bringing of the ketoret. One of them was carrying the spoon with the spices in it, and the other one was holding onto the coals that would be put onto the Mizbeach HaZahav that was in the Hechal, and they were walking through the Azara to go to the Hechal, and they reached the point that was Ben Ha'ulam Vela Mizbeach, in between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. The Ulam is right before they entered the Hechal. So they're at that point. Natal Echadet HaMagrefa V'Zoreka Ben Ha'ulam Vela Mizbeach. One of them takes the shovel that we're talking about and throws it onto the floor between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. En Adam Shomea Kol Havero B'Yerushalayim Mikol HaMagrefa. And the sound was so loud from the shovel hitting the ground that people who were in Yerushalayim, they were talking to each other, they couldn't hear the sound of their friend talking because of how loud the shovel was. And we'll now talk about what was the point of this throw and two other throws of the Magrefa that happened in the Beit HaMikdash. Ushlosha dvarim haita meshameshet. The sound of the shovel was used for three different reasons. Kohen sheshomea et kola yodea she'ehav hakohanim nichrasin lishtavot v'hu ratz uba. The Kohen who is outside the Azara, and he hears that sound, he knows that the Kohanim are about to enter the Hechal and are about to bow down, so he would run and join them. After the Ketoret was offered, the Kohanim who were in the Azara would enter the Hechal and they would bow down with the people who were Maktir the Ketoret. So any Kohanim who was outside, who heard the sound of the shovel, knew that the Ketoret is about to be offered and that they would join quickly and have the bowing down together with the other Kohanim. That's the first purpose. Uben Levi, shu shomea et kola, yodea shehava levim nichrasin ledaber bashir, v'hu ratzu ba. The Levi who heard the sound of the shovel knew that his brothers, the Leviim, were about to enter the Azara and they were going to sing the song. They would run and join. After the nisuch hayayin, that the wine was poured onto the Mizbeach, the Leviim would sing and play instruments. So Leviim who were outside of the Azara, when they heard the shovel, they entered and they would also join in on the praise to Hashem. And thirdly, Berosh HaMa'amad Haya Ma'amid Et HaTemeim B'Sha'ar HaMizrach. The head of the Ma'amad was the leader of the day, the leader of the Kohanim for that day. He would at that point in time take all the Kohanim who were part of his group and he would line them up. But those Kohanim that he lined up were Tameh, they were impure. And he wanted to line them up so people would see them, so that later on when they saw them leaving, they wouldn't think that they were leaving early in order to get their own work done, but they would know that they're not allowed to serve in the Beit HaMikdash because of the Tumah that they had. So they would publicly display these people in order so that everyone knew they were Tameh and they couldn't serve in the Beit HaMikdash, and that's why they were leaving.